So glad you dropped in here this morning, because if you didn't drop in right now, you would not know the answer to what I'm about to tell you. The question is, why is the Villages called Florida's friendliest hometown? You know, you've all heard the song, Florida's friendliest hometown. Everybody said, why is it the friendliest hometown? Well, I've got the answer. If you didn't tune in right now, you wouldn't know. Charm Gilbert and James Adams, both Village residents, they have been arrested after a witness reported two naked people making out on top of an electrical box. The box located in the Villages. Deputy Christopher McPeters, can it get any better than that, responded to the call. He said that when he approached the couple, Ms. Gilbert was lying on the box in a receptive position with her shorts off, and Mr. Adams was allegedly fully naked and ready for action. Adams allegedly told the officer that he and Ms. Gilbert had been having hoo-hoo-ha-ha at that location because they didn't have any other place to go. Hey, let's do it on the electrical box since we got no other place to go. Both suspects live within 2 miles of the scene of the crime. Adams and Gilbert take into the Sumter County Detention Center, each charged with indecent exposure and disturbing the peace. They were later released on $1,500 bail. Now, this is the second time Gilbert has been in trouble this year. On July the 30th, she was accused of stealing a case of beer from a convenience store and fleeing in a golf cart. Oh, the Villages. You've got to love the Villages. Fleeing in a golf cart in June. This isn't the first time people were doing in the Villages. It's the second time this year, because it's Florida's friendliest hometown. In June, Margaret Clem and David Bobelia charged with indecent exposure and disorderly conduct after allegedly being caught having hoo-hoo-ha-ha at the bait shack. They went to get bait. What were they trying to catch? Florida's friendliest hometown. Well, following that arrest, ladies and gentlemen, we had a paper launch a full-scale investigation into why it's the friendliest hometown. And here's what they came up with. There's 10 women to every man in the Villages. There's a black market for Viagra in the community of 100,000 residents. 100,000 people live in the Villages, and they're short on Viagra. All the women work hard and look good. Turn your back for a moment, and someone will try to steal your husband, according to one resident, Belinda Beard. Contrary to what the calendar may say, they say every night is Saturday night in the Villages. And finally, a local bar in the Villages is now selling a drink that's named Sex on the Square in honor of the arrested couple. All right, all together. Florida's friendliest hometown.